Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining the podcast. We appreciate it. Make sure you rate it. That always helps us. Make sure you subscribe or follow, depending on you're listening, which company you're getting it from, that you're downloading the podcast from. And thank you. I don't know. I'm just babbling now. But here's the point. You have had this mac and cheese binge going on, and justifiably so. It's like there's not much a better comfort food.
It's the ultimate comfort food. And when people were asking me what I needed after my mom passed away, I told them, bring food. Chicken, well-prepared. Mm-hmm. Macaroni, well-prepared. And delicious moist cake. You bring those three things, I will feel loved. I will feel
any
loved.
Any particular cake? Any cake?
I had every cake. I had red velvet. I had two types of chocolate.
So it could be a cupcake or a full cake, any cake.
I had apple spice cake. I had pound cake. The cake bakers showed so much love, but so did the macaroni and cheese bakers. Yeah. I had macaroni and cheese every single day for two solid weeks. Just wonderful. Dangerous. And I was even treated to the fried macaroni and cheese bites at Noble Smoke.
Adam. Yeah, they're good.
And so I said, you know what? I've done this every day for 2 weeks. It's time for me to get to a better place with my diet. You can't do this forever. You gotta stay healthy. And so I, you know what? I'm done. No more mac and cheese for a while. And then Panera...
Looking it up.
Panera goes and does this to me. Yeah. They decide to make a grilled macaroni and cheese sandwich. And the picture alone, picture alone makes me just want to run there right now and live there.
It's new, right? It's relatively new, I guess.
Yeah.
Because there's YouTube videos and stuff popping up of people trying it. And I got to admit, looking at that, and it is, and I watched a video of the stringy. What do you call it? The pull.
They call it when you eat pizza or macaroni and cheese or grilled cheese sandwich, and you pull it apart, and that cheese just strings. The pull is part of the beautiful process of eating something that's super cheesy, and I've been told that the pull on this grilled macaroni and cheese sandwich is insane. How could you not want this?
I do want it. I looked it up, and it's 860 calories.
Is that all?
370 are from fat.
I wonder how many carbs.
42 grams of fat on this thing. 86 grams of carbs.
86?
Yes.
Wow, that's like a week of carbs.
Yeah, how many are you supposed to have in a day?
But let me break it down for
you. What?
It's macaroni and cheese, and... I even like when Panera makes their macaroni and cheese and sells it in the grocery store. Sometimes I get that because it's good. It's not homemade, but it's still good. So you think about the Panera mac and cheese, a blend of mozzarella and fontina, and then they stack it with Parmesan crisps and layer it between two thick sliced classic white pieces of bread, buttered. My gosh. Oh, my God.
Half your day carbs right there.
Half a day a week.
But it's a bit. That doesn't include a side. So if you get the macaroni and cheese sandwich with a side of macaroni and cheese.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is truly amazing. But I've told you, though, that I look at it as I'm looking at it. I want hot sauce on it.
That's an abomination.
Just stop.
Even though I don't think it would be horrible because... Like, when I eat my eggs, when I eat cheesy eggs, I like a little hot sauce on my cheesy eggs.
No, it's still not the same thing.
And even when I do cheesy eggs on buttered bread, I enjoy a little ketchup and a little hot sauce.
How about cheese and
grits? But something about adding pasta says, no, it's an abomination to put either ketchup or hot sauce on it.
Could I convince you of some just hot pepper flakes, red pepper flakes?
on the macaroni and cheese.
What are you doing?
I just don't need my.
Need it.
Like, the thing about
next
it
you're
is,
gonna say raisins. You know what I mean? Just stop.
I'm crazy.
Oh my god.
Like that guy in the YouTube.
But it's just like for macaroni and cheese, like my mom, in order to give it a kick, the only thing she adds to it is pepper.
Right.
But that's it. That's all that macaroni and cheese needs because it complements whatever cheese is already on there, no matter what it's
Can
sharp.
You say it again for the people in the back?
Okay, just pepper. It
Thank
complements
you.
The cheese.
Thank
but
you.
But once you have hot sauce on it, it's just too much. For what the cheese already has.
Like cheese and grits, right? You're going to do hot sauce, right?
Why would you put hot sauce in grits?
I always put hot sauce in grits.
You are lying to me right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you try to back him up with that.
Hot sauce and grits. Mac and cheese. Not too much, but just maybe even a little bit.
How about grits? Will you put hot sauce in grits?
No.
Come on, man.
Yes, even though I have had jalapeno cheese grits.
Oh, there you go.
And
no,
they are good,
not
but
the
it's a
thing.
Different type of hot.
You guys are missing.
I'll
put it on
hot
anything.
Hot sauce adds heat plus a different flavor.
You know, but you don't go crazy.
It's not
just
welcome.
Enough.
It's not welcome.
All.
How about hot
you
sauce?
You out here just destroying food for no reason.
Fettuccine Alfredo or something like
no!
that.
Hot sauce? Oh, ew. Ew. Alfredo.
I can't even give you red pepper flakes on any of this stuff either.
For what?
You
or some dust?
Are a mac and cheese abomination.
How about the dust of the Carolina Reaper? Some dust on there.
No.
No.
Come on, guys. You don't know what you're missing. This is going to be the latest, craziest.
You just found a way to ruin this thing that I found that I loved before even trying
and
it.
And didn't even care.
It's love at first sight with this sandwich until you start introducing things like hot sauce and ketchup.
Okay, the other thing I want to talk about a bit is you got angry, my wife got angry that I don't overly celebrate things because I'm afraid it'll jinx them.
That's not what you do.
Yeah, I think it's
you in your own words say you like to balance positivity.
I'm the
and
equalizer.
Positivity does not need to be balanced. When someone
is very negative,
I understand trying to turn things around and provide hope. But when someone is having a positive moment, when there are good things happening, why do you feel the need to poop on them?
I don't poop on them. I just, there's no reason for people to walk around like a 10 all the, you know. You bring them
Why be happy when I can bring you down?
I think that I just feel like if I get too happy or excited about something, something bad's about to happen. So,
no, what, you know, the bad thing that happens? You.
I know.
You are the bad thing
I hate
that
myself
happens.
For it. I got to work on therapy.
The podcast you've been doing has been blowing up, it's been getting national attention. Dick Wolf.
Woo!
Dun-dun!
Dick Wolf, his people reached out to you. Why?
Because it's a big podcast, and I'm a great person. I'm just kidding.
But you are a great person that's doing a great thing.
Why did Dick Wolf reach out to you?
Because he wanted me to talk about this podcast. For a new show he's doing.
Okay, why did Nancy Grace reach out to you?
Because she wants me to be talking about the Murdoch family and the murders and all
Why
that.
Why did the producer and host of our sister station reach out to you? How many times has Bo Thompson asked you to be on his show?
Oh.
This is like the first.
Okay.
The first.
Right,
and we've been working with the guy for like at least 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Hollywood producers reaching out to you.
Yeah, but that might not go anywhere. See, that's what I'm keep saying.
So what? In one day, you had 10,000 listeners to this podcast that came out of nowhere. You've been doing this podcast for exactly how long?
Started in June. Late June, something
so
like that.
So 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
2 months.
Right.
And and you're like, well, let's not get excited about it. Yeah, the Hollywood producers are in talk with Matthew McConaughey, but you know, let's not celebrate this stuff.
Yeah.
Why can't
we? I know.
It's been going great.
I know. Why can't I let that? Why can't I? What is my problem?
And as I was like, wow, Matt, this is awesome. You're like, well, let's not, you know, let's not be happy about it.
Well, no, I'm not going to be happy about it. I just don't want, like Amy, I'm like, just don't run around telling everybody else what we just told people. But because what if nothing happens?
Don't be proud of me, Amy.
Well, then it'll be like a disappointment when it, you know, things don't work out. So why?
No, it's not a dessert. It's already awesome.
Okay, let's leave
it's
it
It's already awesome.
And then we should just say we're
everything
celebrating
that
what
happens from
happened.
This point on is gravy. Even more gravy.
Gravy. Gravy.
It's not gravy. It's more gravy.
Oh, more
you
gravy.
Already had gravy.
I have gravy? I should like gravy, shouldn't I?
It's gravy yes. on top of gravy, and you're like, well.
I don't know
well,
what my problem is.
Wow.
You know, we all hate compliments around in this room, probably, or at least you.
No, I enjoy compliments. Yeah. I don't receive them well, but I enjoy
okay,
them.
Okay, I enjoy them, but I don't receive them well. Maybe that's it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I give you compliments all the time, and you're just like, eh, I suck. You'd be like, that was a really good compliment. Not to say I'm offended, because I get the compliment because I wanted to give it.
I'm
but
terrible.
It's like, damn.
I am terrible.
It makes you feel like you have bad taste.
Almost. And no. I was like, I'm actually great at when it comes to hearing things and singing things. I know.
I'm going to get better. It's on my list.
There's a list.
But my list sucks.
Right.
These are lists of things I'll probably never do.
I don't know. But you should.
So when you were talking about it this morning, and I was like, wow, Matt, this is awesome. Well, let's not go there.
So, Matt, I have a question.
I apologize to everybody who's ever complimented me.
Are you proud of yourself?
No.
Why not?
That's the silliest question I've ever heard.
Is it?
Why are you proud of yourself?
It's just, why not, though? I don't really get it.
I think I could do better. So, I know it's something I'm working on.
Right?
Yeah.
But even if you can do better, it's still okay to be proud of yourself. Do you understand
it's
that?
Not, this isn't going to work, Eric.
This is not going to work. This is not going to work at all.
You know.
Like, I'm trying.
You are trying.
He's such a...
Have been years of therapists who've gone before you.
Yep. And they've said, last couple have said, all right, we're never going to get you to be like a 9 or a 10, but if we can get you to be like a 5 in life,
we'll be. Hey, give him realistic expectations.
Okay.
Yeah. I have fun,
a 5
though.
On the positivity scale means he's only negative 50% of the time.
I don't think I'm negative, really. I think I'm just not
overly
positive.
Oh, yeah, it's negative.
Positive.
It's negative. It's negative.
No, because I feel like I'm happy. I'm a pretty happy person.
You are a pretty happy
when you
person.
Say woo and you go, don't woo too soon, that's negative. And I've literally done that. I've been like, woo, this is awesome. Don't woo too soon.
You don't want to woo too soon. You got to make sure it's gone to completion before you woo.
Okay, so the ceiling right now is 5 for you. A 5
no,
on
I
the.
No, I think I get higher. I just. That's like, they wanted me to be consistently 5.
You want, okay, you need to be consistently 5.
I think I'm higher than that.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a.
Really? If we called Amy right now, she would say you're consistently higher than a 5 on a positivity scale?
Well, yes.
When you just told me that Amy was very disappointed that you were refusing to allow her to be excited for you. Yes.
Well,
but you're
going to
tell me that if I called Amy right now and say, hey, girl, on a scale of 1 to 10, where is Matt? Where's his baseline positivity? She's going to be like, oh, it's a 5. Or is she going to be like, 2.
I do what I need to do to equalize the situation. So if someone is
there's no need to equalize positivity.
Okay, but
there's no need to equalize it.
Well, my point is, but if someone is negative, like if she's down, I'm going to be like an 8 or a 9 and bring her on all the way up.
He's the kind of guy when you say, oh, into each life some rain must fall, and sometimes it's a monsoon. You know what I mean? Just, come on, dude.
Who's that, Eeyore?
Whose
character am I?
Yeah, Eeyore, if anything.
Yes, no, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh is like, dude, you are way too negative for me.
No, but I think, but I laugh a lot in my life.
You
I think
do?
Things are funny, and I think, even when I'm negative, I'm laughing away.
He's like, ha, ha, ha.
Something's got to disguise the tears.
Yeah.
Come
and
on,
I'm very
man.
Positive to my kids.
That's a good thing. That's a good
Yay.
Thing.
So they get the positive, you know. And I'm positive when everything else is down. I pick them up.
Gotcha.
I am good at that.
If you're not proud of you, I'm proud of you.
Well,
you're doing an amazing job, and I know you're going about to say I suck and blah blah blah. But
no, I don't.
From people
that
aren't
that.
Doing
it
right
I'm
now,
better.
Good.
I even called Steve from Blue's Clues and said thank you. I accept it, Blue Steve. I accept it. So there, that tells you I've turned a corner.
Oh, my God.
We're now pen pals.
You have to see the Steve from Blue's Clues video where he's just so uplifting. It's on the Matt Ramona Facebook page.
Check that out. Is everybody else, thanks for being here. I love it. I appreciate it. This was a wonderful podcast. This is wonderful.
It was great.
Even though I was beat down. And the Murdoch family murders, impact of influence, wonderful podcast that I do. Very proud of.
Good for you. Look at you.
Now someone's going to send me an email. Why are you proud of that crap? Now I'm going
to be. Someone's sitting there writing an email right now.
The assumptions he
Everyone's
made.
Everyone's not like you.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We will talk again soon. Make sure you go to
sound genuine.
Go to Facebook page, too.